Since Maharaj is kindly engaging me, I can't refuse.
Just take it up as his duty, I guess, to try to pull me along somehow. Thank you, Maharaj. I'll bring your attention to another verse, which is at the last page of this booklet, in which Garbhajana Muni also describes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, this verse is the verse which describes Satbhuj, or the form of the Lord that has the two hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, and Lord Ramachandra. As the Acharyas throughout the ages have each described this verse in different ways. Regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the verse is Tekvasa Dushyaja Surechita Raja Lakshmi, and that is the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the hometown hero of Navadvip Dham. There was jubilation in the heart of everyone in Navadvip who saw Nimai Pandit walking through the streets. He was so beautiful that people would turn their heads to look at him. Just the way his beautiful Brahmin's thread lay across his chest, the way he tied his dhoti, and the effulgence that came from his beautiful form stopped everyone. Everyone would look at him. He was the greatest scholar. He defeated the Digvijay Pandit. And after he came back from Gaya after taking initiation from his spiritual master, Srila Ishwarapuri, he became fully absorbed in love for God and started the Sankirtan movement. And then suddenly he went away, breaking the hearts of everyone in Navadvip. Tapvasu Dusyaja Sarepsita Raja Lakshmi describes how everyone in the universe is seeking the goddess of fortune. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wife was the goddess of fortune. He had the universal mother in his home. And he was loved by all the residents of Navadvip Dham. But he renounced it all and walked away for a higher cause. Tapvasu Dusyaja Sarepsita Raja Lakshmi. And then Dharmishta Arya means that he honored the curse of the Brahmin. In Srivasangam, when the devotees were having kirtan all night long, one cantankerous Brahmana came and tried to get in, but the devotees wouldn't let anybody in. And the next day, at the bathing cot, this Brahmana cursed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "You'll never enjoy material happiness." And Mahaprabhu became very happy. In fact, he used this curse as the good excuse to take sannyas and go away from home, honoring the words, Dharmishta Arya. Then, Dharmishta Arya, Vachasa, the words of the Brahmin he honored, Yadagad Aranyam, he went to the forest. Mayamrigam Taiteitsutam Anvadavad. This verse, this section of the verse is very important for us because where did he go? He went to chase after the fallen conditioned souls. Maya mrgam means an animal. It also means a very foolish person. And so it says here that he chased after the fallen conditioned souls in other incarnations. Krishna came, performed his pastimes, but in this incarnation, Krishna, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chases after the devotees, after the people in general, even the most fallen, to bring them back home, back to Godhead. Mayamrigam dayita ipsitan anvadavan vande mahapurusha te charanaravin. Therefore, we worship his lotus feet. There are two other explanations of the verse which I won't go into now, so we don't have time, but this verse also describes Lord Ramachandra and Lord Krishna, and therefore this verse indicates Satbhuj. How many of you have ever seen that beautiful deity before? If you go to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed this form, you'll see a beautiful deity of Satbhuj just in the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and enlightened him. And now I'd like to sing a song that is especially about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. And it's in the first section of your book. No, it's in the second. It is page number 4. Govinda, Govinda. Thank you. Oh, my mind, please dance. Oh, my mind, please dance. Oh, my mind, please dance. As mentioned in a verse by Lochan Das Thakur about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the system of Krishna consciousness brought by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Kevala Ananda Kanda, simply joyful. Anyone can take it up. And the arduous process of fixing the mind in one place, sometimes people take to the processes of yoga and meditation, through which they militantly try to control the senses and bring them under control. But through the process that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought, people naturally begin to sing, dance, and think about Krishna. And this song talks about how the mind begins to dance when one comes near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda and their process, which is so joyful. And this song, by the way, comes with a warning. Because once you hear this song, it'll become stuck in your head. And you won't be able to get it out. And when you go to work, if you have to go to work on Monday, you'll walk down the hallway singing this song. And people will say, "What is that?" And then they'll start singing it. And then the whole world will start singing. And that was the whole idea behind Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's campaign, to get the whole world singing this mantra of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. So this song goes like this. Doya Nitai Chaitanya Bole Na Charya Ramarma Doya Nitai Nachare Amar Man, 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 Nachare Amar Man,
One.
Those who become an instrument for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to teach others and chant Hare Krishna everywhere they go will find the great potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead flowing through their body and into their lives. And this is the great miracle of the Sankirtan movement. Everyone's invited and everyone's deputized. You just have to join in and sing Goda Kripa. Chaitanya. Oh, my mind dances. Oh, such a merciful personality as Nityananda Prabhu is not to be found anywhere. He suffers a beating from Jagai and Madhai and still gives them love of God. Oh, when your offenses are vanquished, you will obtain the treasure of love of God. But in these names of Chaitanya Nitai, there is no consideration of offenses. Once you have a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end. Oh, when there is attachment to the holy name of Krishna, then very easily the life of a living being becomes successful. Oh, without affection for Krishna, life is simply useless. At the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan if the mercy of Lord Gaur is received.